Welcome, bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. MrShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, a.k.a. Gaston Lucien Big Daddy Labrador. Today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on March 29, 2026. Was that a tongue twister? Yeah. I like to remind people that, you know, I'm sitting on stolen land. Today's episode is also rated R and F. The F is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. I don't know if I should put more emphasis on the fact that this episode is rated R. Like, you know, kids, don't be listening to this shit without parent supervision. All right, continuing with tradition, I'm going to ask all you beautiful, well, first of all, shout out to all you listeners, and do us a favor and applaud yourselves. That's right. Applaud yourselves, because if you're part of my target demographic, you're probably like me and in the habit of applauding everyone except the person in the mirror. And if this happens to be your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. Yay! Yeah, welcome. That includes those of you who may have clicked on this podcast by mistake, thinking I was the other Shut Up Podcast. Yeah, just a reminder, they're Shut Up Podcast. I'm Shut Up Podcast. Anyways, and if you stick around, here's hoping I say something on this episode that resonates and allows us to make history. You know what's funny? I was filling out this doctor form because I have to go for some referral, whatever. And they said, do you have any allergies? And it's just yes or no. And I have no way of saying yes, but I don't know to what. Because I went in for allergies and I don't know. All I know, it's definitely in this motherfucking room. Whatever it is. But yeah, man, allergy specialist was just looking at me like, I can't do shit, nothing. I can't do nothing for you, man. Like, I did the test. They did everything, all the known stuff. And it's like, yeah. And apparently it's normal. Anyways, shutuppodcast.com is the website. Shutuppodcast411@gmail.com is the email address. Now, I mentioned I'm recording on March 29th. What I didn't mention is I'm recording on a Sunday at 9:50 p.m. Fuck's wrong with me? Oh, right. It's because be kind to yourself, B. Yeah, I know. It's just had just one of those days. Oh, and also I have a day off tomorrow. Granted, I got to be up for this doctor's appointment, for this. Doctor's appointment, but that's another story. That's not your problem. That's not your problem. All right, episode 330. In today's episode, I will be talking about, what did I write down? People who aren't into politics. Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'll elaborate when I get to the final say portion of this podcast. But before we do that, we're gonna do some quotables and some randomness. Yeah. All right. First item on this. Oh no. Okay. Quotables. Let's start with quotables. First one goes. Your presence must have a touch of coldness to it, as if you feel like you could do without others. This signals to people that you consider yourself worthy of respect, which unconsciously heightens your values in their eyes. And I believe the author is Robert Greene. Oh, Robert Greene quotes. Second one goes, self-love is choosing yourself, even when no one claps, even when it's hard, even when you're still healing. Choose yourself. Next quote goes, next time you think of beautiful things, don't forget to count yourself in. And last one, I forgot to prepare for. No, last one. Yeah. Last one goes, they see me rolling. They see me hating, patrolling, and trying to catch me riding dirty. All right. That's it for quotables. And let's jump into some randomness now.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So first, that last quote I shared with you is because it was impromptu. It's because I'm filling out this form only to realize that my driver license expired. And usually, I mean, I've been babied. I mean, I'm supposed to be an adult, write this shit down. But usually the transport, Ontario service, whatever, man, they send you a letter, a beautiful letter saying, hey, dummy, your license expired. And it was about to expire. And they did not send anything. And how could they? Postal service was on strike. That or they stopped renewing or they stopped sending out reminder. Goddamn Rob Ford, Doug Ford, whatever the fuck. And budget cuts. But yeah, I'm kind of fucked, man. I mean, that's the risk. The risk of a black man. There are black men who have lost their lives over a traffic stop. Is it going to happen? Nah. You know, worst is going to happen, I'm going to pay a fucking fine. But yeah, needless to say, I intend to get my license renewed before I publish this episode. Because I know that every cop's out there is listening to my podcast, hearing me say fuck Whitey.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. Happy end of Lent for those of you celebrating. And I only bring this up because I used to be a practice. I used to during my Christian days. I even though I was raised Baptist, I would practice Lent. That's how serious I was about my spirituality. Whatever, man. But it was also a reason to like. stop myself from doing certain habits that I felt that I needed to stop. 1 year, I gave up porn. I gave up porn, weed, alcohol, all that shit. And it worked. It was a very productive 40 days. Problem is, after those 40 days, holy shit, I got high. Best Easter ever. Yeah. Yeah, I was. Most people were celebrating the death of or the resurrection of their savior. I was giving them reasons for why he was crucified.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to hell for that one. All right, I don't know how I'm going to introduce the subject. Okay, here's what it is. Okay, I'm laughing at this next topic I was about to share with you guys, with you folks, right? And it's a Reddit post, and it goes, successful people give your advice. And it's more, people who are financially free, please drop one piece of advice to people who are not. This can be about anything. And I'm not going to read all of them, but just the top ones. It's like, if it works, don't replace it. I think that's the important one. If it works, don't replace it. What was another one? But here's the thing. I was about to read it out. The fuck as a hypocrite, right? And then, okay, I'm laughing because, and then I let ChatGPT talk me into buying a very expensive hard, $500, $500 hard drive. It's called a SATA SD hard drive. It's a 2 terabyte hard drive. This is where I get to show off about my setup, right? It's because what happened is I use my regular PC to edit podcast episodes. And I completely forgot that I only had one disc in my computer, on my computer. And also it was, you know, it was like a 500 gig hard drive, and there's stuff in there, like porn, you know, there's stuff in there, in addition to the podcast stuff, which I was constantly archiving, and also, because I'm trying to get into, I'm recording video, my intention is to become one of those video podcasters, but that takes up a shitload of space, right, and also, as a nerd, I should have known better that your C drive, if you're working on Windows, right? This is nerd shit, by the way, kids. Your C drive is for your operating system. Windows goes on it. And all the other crap goes on your D drive, on your second drive. Data drive, right? So what happened is I remember being in that moment and trying to tell myself, all right, I don't need a new hard drive. I can get by without it. I want a hard drive. And it's funny how it started with, B, you're an adult, you don't need it, and whatever. But then I got on that fucking Amazon page, and I don't know, man. It was calling me. And next thing you know, I purchased, like, out of budget. Like, I'm really, like, I was doing so well. The reason I was reading this, because I was going to brag about how I finally got into the habit of spending within my means. This fucking hard drive that I purchased, and I remember trying to tell myself that after I bought it, I'm going to return it. No, I didn't. I just smacked that shit inside the computer and said, fucking YOLO, peace out, so ha. Anyways, I'm laughing about how I was going to share some financial advice with y'all right after. Like, it was on my list of things to talk about. But I do some financially irresponsible shit. Now, I guess the key thing is not to beat myself up. Like, I'm just going to suffer the consequences. There's going to be a lot of, like, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny because I put that shit on my credit card. And then now my expired license, that means I'm going to have to Uber all over the place. Like, it's when it rains, it's just so funny. The temptation of spending money you don't fucking have. I was doing so well, kids. So well, kids. Easy. All right. Okay. Pray for me. Pray to the ancestors. Pray to the ancestors. Don't pray to white Jesus. White Jesus and I, we don't get along. Right? If you're going to pray to the ancestors. What about the other guys? Whatever, man. But the top ancestors. I mean, why am I praying to the ancestors? I'm the one who fucked up. That's a praying to the ancestors. It's like hitting it raw and talking about pray to the ancestors. Nah, man. Those consequences are going to happen. Deal with it. Anyways, here's hoping that there'll be another episode. Like, I won't have to prostitute myself out there. I should have said I'd have to sell drugs, but who am I kidding? I'd be a better prostitute than I'd be a drug dealer. Before I go broke, I'd be a drug dealer, but I don't know that for sure, and I don't want to find out. I actually don't want to find out. But yeah, well, that's it. All right. I guess I could maybe the applaud for myself is at least I recognize the problem. I recognize it. Like, I'm going to suffer and I'm going to use it as a moment to learn. There we go. There, that lesson learned. But I'll still leave a link to that financial freedom shit so you can read it for yourself and maybe you can adopt some of these habits. All right.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. I believe that's it for randomness. Cool. Because I'm still pissed off that my fucking driver's license expired. I'm going to have to get someone to drive me like Daisy. All right. And then, right. Okay. That's it, guys. Let's jump to final say. And before we leave, let's take a quick break. All right. I forgot to talk about my new setup, even though I have this new hard drive and I have, you know what? I'll save it for the next episode. Assuming, of course, that, you know, I don't end up selling some ass to pay for all this equipment. All right, for this financial blunder. when I buy electronics, because I love gadgets, right? That's my weakness. Some folks, it's gambling. Me, it's new gadget, especially gadgets I don't need. And when I buy, so I feel like I'm like Republicans who are like, yeah, we can't pay for fucking healthcare. We can't pay for teachers. Nah, man, we got no money. But when it comes to war, they find the fucking money. Oh, yeah. Anyways, that's not what I came here to talk about. I'm going to try something that I haven't done in a while. And it's the equivalent of freestyling a thought. It's a thought that's been lingering on my mind. And it's the kind of thought I should probably put that on paper, but I'll procrastinate on this. I'll procrastinate from doing that. So let me try to spit it out. And I'm hoping to turn this into like a post or something. Like I need to narrow this idea down, but okay. I, like you're probably aware, unless you're a new listener, I have this obsession. I've been obsessed with this Red Rising series, book series. And I'm obsessed with the book when I'm so thinking about the characters and the things that they go through. But there's one thing in particular that, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but okay, I'm gonna proceed with caution. I'm not spoiling, but I'm going to talk about the main character. And the main character, right? Proceed with caution. In the Red Rising, you learn about, at the beginning of the book, the main character. He's Red Rising. He's it's in a future, dystopian future. The main character's name is Darryl. D-A-R-R-O-W. Not Daryl. Darryl. I know, it took me a while. And he's part of an underclass. I'm paraphrasing here, right? It's in the future, and human beings are broken down into a caste system, which is based on color, not race color, but like you got the red. I think they all got red hair, but but they're at the bottom of the food chain, and at the top are golds. Right? Top of the food chains are gold, but that's not important. But when I said they're at the bottom of the food chain, they're like the working class. They're like the slave. They're slaves. They're essentially they're slaves. Now, slaves with Irish accent. I'm a little fascinated on the direction the author took upon himself, but doesn't matter. The point is, they're at the bottom of the, well, you know, on the same level would be pinks, and pinks are like the prostitutes, you know, like all of them, like they're born and they're died. That's all they're going to be, right? And then you got the, wait a minute, Obsidians. Are they black? What are Obsidians? And they're like the killers. They're like warrior class, but you know, but they're just born to die. That's, we send you to war, you die for us, but they're bad motherfuckers, whatever. But those are the low colors. They're considered the low colors. Bear with me. What I like about the main character, Darryl, is he's at the bottom of the food chain, and a lot of what they do is, part of the slavery is like they're miners. They're dick miners, not the kind Donald Trump likes. The miners, like they dig in whatever, right? The drug, the he's all about his work. That's all that matters to him. Right now, the only thing that matters to him is his work being number one, and his hot ass girlfriend, who he's got plans to marry. Were they married? Yeah. Wait, his wife? No, they're married. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I get the facts right. Again, I'm freestyling this stuff. Io, her name is Io of Lycos. And she is, the reason why I'm so confused is because she's like 16 and he's 16. And, they're married. Oh, my bad. I thought they were just, I forgot. Because that's what, they're very young, whatever. But Reds, like, they're born. Then they're forced to like breed with each other, but it's encouraged. Hey, have kids, you guys have kids, because we want you, more of you people, to work in these goddamn mines that no one wants to, right? But they're being bullshitted. But this is not the point. This is where I'm getting with this, right? What fascinates me about this character, he starts out as a dude who's just like, the only thing that matters in my life is my wife. Probably have some kids and probably getting better at my job and just living day to day. Despite the fact that he's like, what's the word? Punished? Not punished, but yeah, punished by the upper class. He's looked down upon. He's not on that I need to change shit mindset. He's not into politics, pretty much. He's not into politics. And what happens, this is the part that's the potential spoiler to the story, but this is the part that kicks off the story. Something happens to his wife, and it just sends up, okay, please. Again, this is all at the beginning of the story, whatever, the beginning of the story, but I'll understand. It kicks off the story, but there's more to it, right? His wife gets killed because she did some forbidden shit. Her wife was on that military shit. His wife was into politics. And she's trying to convince his... That's what I love about it. He's... Again, this is all at the beginning. This is not the full story, but this is what launches the story, right? But she's trying to get her husband to get on this politics shit. She, you know, like, live for more. And he's like, bitch, you're going to get us killed? You know, he's like status quo. It's like, yo, what the fuck? There's... In his life... The only thing that matters is his comfort. There is no more, like, if I cross the line, then I might get killed. There's nothing worth more than my life. That's how he lives. He's not in the politics. He's cool with the status quo. He doesn't give a fuck. And as a result, his wife is on that gangster shit. They do some illegal shit. And then next thing you know, she ends up getting killed by the oppressor, like their version of Whitey, right? She ends up getting killed. And that sets him on a path to, motherfucker, I want some vengeance. I want vengeance. His need, his love for his wife, and his desire for vengeance is what sets him on a path into politics. No, he doesn't become a politician, but he does become on that revolutionary shit. That's what I'm trying to get at. That's what fascinates me, is it had me thinking about the people out there who tell you they're not into politics. They don't follow politics. They're not into that shit. My life is too good to give a fuck about politics. And those people annoy me. People who don't vote. People who don't, like, I'm annoyed by that. Full disclosure. And if you're one of them, I understand, but I'm expressing feelings. That's what I do on this podcast. I talk about my feelings. All right. So I'm annoyed by people who just don't give a fuck, who are happy with the status quo and ain't shit to change. There's nothing in their mind that deserves or needs to be changed. In my mind, a lot of my motivation to give a fuck about politics is because I'm sensitive and other people's pain fucks with me. Also, I'm black. Come on, what the fuck? I'm black. I mean, sure, there are black people who are like, I think the word is apolitical. Is that the word? Let me make sure I'm using the word. Apolitical. Apolitical. There was a space in there. Apolitical describes people not interested in politics. Yeah, I know there are black people who are apolitical, but I'm the opposite. And what fascinates me about the storyline, like when I read these stories, sometimes I feel like I'm having a conversation with the writer, and I feel like, or at least, the biggest takeaway from that part is, I felt like it is a reminder there are going to be people who are apolitical because they don't have a reason to give a fuck. They don't have, until they have a reason, until they get kicked out. They get fired from their job, or they get kicked out of their, evicted from their house. They become the lord. Like, until, if you're part of the privileged, even if you're not part of the privileged, I guess I'm talking about the folks who are not privileged and who are apolitical. Where I'm going with all this, I'm telling you, I feel like reading that story felt like a reminder that I need to accept the fact that there's going to be some motherfuckers who are apolitical. And it ain't shit I could do about it until they decide they need to get involved. I'm thinking about when I was apolitical. Sure, I was a child then. I was back then. Yeah, no, there was a time I didn't vote, but it was a sheer ignorance. But I didn't vote, but I was political. I was a teenager. So in my mind, I was like, revolution. I was always preparing myself for, at least that's what I was telling myself. Like, one day, shit's about to go down. I don't know how to shoot a gun or anything like that, but I was telling myself, yup. I mean, again, teenager. I'm thinking that one day it's going to come. I was preparing for 1995. It was going to be the big race war. Shit was going to go crazy in the streets, and people were going to run in. And I was convinced that I was going to be some revolutionary gangster out there. Nigga, you can't even run. And whatever. But my point is, I remember I was into politics. But because I was young, I thought that fuck voting. It's all about bringing the system. I was like, it's all about anarchy. I was like, no political movement. I was really ignorant about my politics, but I was still into politics. Like, I knew who was running and who were the bad guys, and for the most part. But again, I think the biggest conclusion to this for myself is not letting people who aren't into politics frustrate you. Because the reality is, they don't have to. Am I making a point that I don't know how to convince someone to give a fuck. I remember when one of my homegirls, she was into politics, and when she found out that I didn't vote, and she just used the word, it's your civil duty. I was like, lady, you just used two words that have no meaning to me. I mean, I'm trying to get some bitches, you know what I mean? Like, probably the only reason I would have gotten into, but like, shaming people into voting doesn't work. I think it's if you're trying to change someone's mind about politics, is you need to accept that in the end, it's their choice. Don't waste your time with people who will never give a fuck. Or who, like, they'll need, like, Malcolm X started out apolitical. He was about that. He was, even though his dad was like a political man, he was like on that pro-black shit and everything like that. But he started out as a hood, as a vagabond. Come on, I don't say gangster, but he was like into crimes. Then he went to prison. Sure, his brothers and sisters were into to that shit. So that, I guess when he finally reached prison, that's when he had the aha moment. Like, oh shit, this life is unfair. What makes this life unfair? I think this is just me trying to remind myself not to lose my Here's the problem. I don't have a conclusion to what I'm trying to say, except to accept the fact that accept the fact that you can only control yourself. The reason, the long blank, let me look at the time. Okay, whatever, man. The reason why I took this long pause is because I was thinking about how there are certain topics. There are certain topics that you might care about and someone else disagrees with you on that topic. And me as the outsider, I couldn't give a fuck. Meaning in the sense that, yo, fight it out. The winner is the one who gets my, like, I don't have a side. I couldn't care. Like, I know there are people out there who, when it comes to like racism, there are people out there, a significant majority of people, when it comes to racism, it's like, fuck it. Whoever wins that fight, either racism wipe out black people or black people fight to the end, and whoever wins, that's the side I'll be on. It's like, I think the biggest point in there is his storyline was served as a reminder that certain people don't give a fuck, and sometimes it might just take something serious to get them to give a fuck. Like, maybe you're blessed for not caring about other people. I don't know. All right, you know, I feel like I've beaten off a dead horse long enough with this one. Because I'm not sure what I'm trying to say with this one. But you know what? I'll tell you what. That's why we have part two. That's why we have part... Yeah, that's why I'll revisit this topic. Now, on that note, this concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. Want to remind you, website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Before I end the show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue.
Bullshit blue. Bullshit blue.
I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario and Télé-Québec. I also represent and hold it down for black folks who said yes when they heard Big Rube ask,
"Are you an outcast?"
This episode was rated R and F. The F is for fuck Whitey, fuck Whitey. I might make that a sound effect. Fuck Whitey. One more reminder that if at any point in this podcast you found yourself wondering, man, I really didn't like this topic. I don't even like his voice. I don't like the way he communicates. He enunciates shit. Well, that's my response to you is it's my goddamn podcast. It's my motherfucking goddamn podcast. Thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black.
I am your king now!